They hadn't known what harvest really was. They hadn't known what it meant to reap, to sow, to sacrifice. They think they have some idea now. Understanding is a bitter seed. It can be planted in near to any soil, but water isn't what brings it to bloom. It needs to be fed with other, dearer things. Things that, once spilled, can never be replaced. Things like a mother's heart's blood, red and hot and somehow less than it ever should have been. A mother's love is infinite. Shouldn't her blood, unfairly spilled, be the same? Things like a father's arms, broken until the bone blooms through the flesh like the petals of some strange, uncultivated flower. A weed growing where it has no business being, fed by screams and accompanied by the sound of muscle tearing. Things they never wanted, things they can't forget. The younger girl stumbles, her foot catching on a root. For a moment, she is falling, suspended in the air, and she knows that if she touches the ground, she is lost, because those are the rules of this strange place. This strange game. They didn't volunteer to play. They didn't ask for this in any way they knew or understood. But here they are, and the game goes on around them, and she is falling. She is falling. She is going to die. Her sister's hand catches her wrist and draws her up short, her nose so close to the soil that she can smell its dark goodness, the promise of another season. The promise of rest. Her mother's screams still echo in her ears. It would be good to let go, to surrender, to be harvested. "Diana, come on," hisses her sister. And if the soil smells like the future, her sister's voice sounds like the present. It sounds like survival. "I'm sorry," whimpers Diana. She gets her feet back under herself, and they're running. They're running. They're running together for the first time ever. The first time in their lives as sisters, they are running together instead of running apart.